The Gender Law Society has launched an election watch and rapid response mechanism for the 2026 general election, citing a history of human rights violations and electoral violence, and warning that recent campaign developments point to a continued risk of abuse. Addressing journalist, our Uganda Society Vice President Anthony Asimwe says the initiative comes as the country enters the final phase of preparations for the 2026 polls, with voting set to take place on Thursday 15th. Asimwe said Uganda's recent electoral history, particularly the 2021 general elections, was marked by persistent and grave human rights violations, including arbitrary arrests, detentions, abductions of opposition supporters, and the excessive use of force by security agencies. He said the incidents violated the rights to life, personal liberty, freedom of assembly, and freedom from torture and cruel or degrading treatment. According to Asimwe, the human rights situation has since deteriorated, with a shrinking civic space, increased suppression of dissent, and systematic targeting of opposition politicians, human rights defenders, journalists, and government critics. Asimwe further raised concern over the described what he described as unlawful